Now on to a follow-up of the grand corruption story that we have been running since last week. And key questions are still lingering over the Kroll report leaked to British media. Did someone try to keep the details of the report secret? And was the Kenyan public misled over the investigation? NTV's Robert Nagila is keeping an eye on that unfolding story.
Hello, Kenyans.
It's December 2002. Knock has just ended 24 years of misrule. The crowd humiliates the outgoing president. And the new man at the helm makes a solemn promise.
Hatutakuwa na huruma na yeyote ambaye atajaribu kupora mali ya raia wa Kenya.
1 year on, the man charged with fighting graft is also optimistic and makes a new revelation.
In terms of restitution and recovery of assets, as you know, the government hired an international firm to look for assets overseas. This has gone well. We're now hopefully about to begin the process of freezing assets.
That company is Kroll and Associates. Several months later, then Justice Minister Kiraitu Murungi announces billions of shillings have been traced by Kroll and that investigations are still ongoing. Yet, it's about the same time that Kroll was either in the process of submitting its report or had already submitted it. From the government side, there was no mention of a report being handed over. In fact, the government's legal advisor admits he knew nothing of it.
I've not received an investigation report on that matter.
Every time the Kroll investigations came up, the country is told the firm is still tracing the stolen loot. Yet, by now Kroll has long completed its investigation. Clearly, somebody wants the report kept secret. But then signs begin appearing that the political will to fight corruption has lost its momentum.
There is room, actually, for those who volunteer information and surrender whatever they have taken to be treated with leniency.
3 years later, and everybody seems to have all but forgotten about Kroll. Then comes this announcement.
I am convinced that President Mwai Kibaki ought to be given a chance.
Immediately after, the Kroll report is leaked to a British newspaper. The contents are breathtaking. 4 days after, 4 days later, the finance minister reacts and appears to be dissolving the government of any wrongdoing.
I'm neither the author, I'm not one of the people mentioned, and certainly the government of Kenya is not mentioned, and the treasury is not mentioned in all those reports.
But several serious questions have been raised that are not yet answered. Who received the report on behalf of the government? Why was the public misled that Kroll was still investigating the matter, yet it had already concluded those investigations? Why was the report kept secret all along? Why did the government decline to take up a British government offer to recover the stolen money? What took Kroll 1 year to investigate has taken the Kenya Anti-Corruption Commission 3 years to investigate. What are their findings? Robert Nagila, NTV Tonight,